Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Blisteringly hot temperatures across California have boosted demand for electricity, pushing the state's power grid to its brink. From member station KQED, Kevin Stark reports that state officials are warning residents that rolling blackouts may be necessary.
The state's grid operator is asking Californians to once again curtail their energy use in hopes of reducing the demand for power and preventing rolling blackouts. The state's grid became more strained as a heat wave intensified over Labor Day, driving up power demand by more than 60%. The grid operators say Californians will need even greater reductions in energy to keep the lights on and to keep blackouts to a minimum the rest of the week. The demand for power is driven primarily by people and businesses cranking their air conditioners. Because the heat is impacting most of the West, neighboring states have less energy to sell to California. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Stark in San Francisco.
The Biden administration is hoping the American people will consider routine COVID vaccine boosters along with their annual flu shots. Chief White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says the updated U.S.-approved vaccines offer better protection against the Omicron variants.
My message to you is simple. Get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you are eligible in order to protect yourself, your family, and your community against COVID-19 this fall and winter. I certainly will do so.
Fauci says the robust monitoring for COVID symptoms has produced more extensive safety data than any previous vaccines. Health officials are suggesting that people continue to protect themselves by wearing masks indoors when COVID rates are elevated. E-cigarette maker Juul Labs has agreed to pay almost $440 million to settle multi-state claims that it marketed its vaping products to minors. Juul still faces separate lawsuits from other states and individuals, and federal health officials are trying to ban the company's products. UN Secretary General is renewing his calls for a demilitarized zone around a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. UN inspectors call the situation there unprecedented, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres tells the UN Security Council that he's gravely concerned about the recent shelling around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant.
Any action that might endanger the physical integrity, safety, or security of the nuclear plant is unacceptable.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says there's an urgent need to create a safety and security protection zone around the plant to prevent a nuclear accident. The Secretary General says that means Russian forces should withdraw their military personnel and equipment, and Ukrainian forces should not move in to allow civilian operators to do their work. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Wall Street stocks closed lower. The Dow fell 173 points. This is NPR News. NPR has learned that a Fox News producer begged colleagues not to let host Jeanine Pirro on the air in November 2020 because of concern that she was pushing lies and conspiracy theories taken off the internet. NPR's David Folkenflik reports that the emailed warning surfaced in a multi-billion-dollar defamation lawsuit filed against Fox News.
Attorneys for Dominion Voting Systems are questioning producers, programming executives, and primetime Fox stars alike, including Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. Dominion alleges Fox defamed it by amplifying then-President Donald Trump's lies that the company's software changed votes from Trump to President Joe Biden or simply didn't count them. Fox host Jeanine Pirro kept on giving airtime to such theories, even as they were being discredited in real time. Fox's lead attorney, Dan Webb, tells NPR that Fox was simply covering an inherently newsworthy event, a sitting president's allegations of election fraud. Pirro was promoted to co-host of the popular show The Five early this year. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
In Uvalde, Texas, students are going back to school for the first time since 19 children and two teachers were shot to death at Robb Elementary School 3 months ago. 8-foot-tall metal fencing surrounds the campus of many schools, and state troopers are standing guard. Robb Elementary is closed permanently, and its students have been transferred to other schools. The building is expected to eventually be torn down. Again, Wall Street stocks closed lower. The Dow lost 173 points. The Nasdaq fell 85. The S&P dipped 16. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.